In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So 2 weeks ago, Bishop Paul spoke on how we are strong only when we first realize our weaknesses and then turn to Christ, the source of our strength. Now, last week, we recall how Jesus shows us strength and glory before the challenge, before the struggle, so that by remembering him, we go into our battles and into our temptations from a position of strength. Today, I'd like to conclude this little arc that Bishop Paul inspired by looking at how we sustain our position of strength in the midst of our struggles. I mean, it's one thing to go into a battle all pumped up saying, okay, I don't have the strength myself, but I have Christ. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit charge. We go in knowing Christ is on our side. We go in knowing that the Holy Spirit is within us. We have the witness of the saints and the protection of the angels, and we say, we may not have the strength ourselves, but we're equipped. God is with us, and we got this. It's another thing altogether when 3 weeks later, 7 months later, 12 years later, to still be in the same battle, having become war-tested, spiritually bruised, tired of the fight, and you get to that feeling of, where's God? Where has he gone? What happened to charge? What happened to you got this? Here's a story when I got my first job. I was in middle school. It was a paper route. For all you youngins who don't know what a paper route is, way back in the 20th century, newspapers were delivered to almost every house by a kid on a bike. At least in cities they were. Newspaper company would drop off a stack of papers in the wee hours of the morning, and you'd get up early and you'd fold them and rubber band them and you'd put them in this big canvas bag and you'd ride through the neighborhood tossing papers onto each person's porch. And you had to finish by 6 a.m. because people getting up for work wanted their paper. Now, the first day was exciting. You know, charge, I got this. The alarm goes off at 10 minutes to 5. Get out there and get them all done just before 6. Second day was still exciting, but less so. Third day was, okay, I got this. 2 weeks in, there was no excitement. There was no excitement. I had learned early in life to hate the sound of an alarm clock. But still, I said to myself each morning, you got this. About a month in, I woke up at 5 a.m. to pouring rain, and little middle school me was crushed. All I could think about was how heavy that canvas bag was as it got soaked with water, how tired I was, how wet I was, and how many more papers there were still to deliver. And I still had a whole day of school to endure after my route was done. I had totally forgotten about the fact that I still had the strength, I still had the ability to do the work, and I had never realized that a month in, I was actually getting better at my job. I could toss a paper onto a porch without even stopping, some houses without even looking. And by a month in, I was never hitting flower beds anymore. I had brought a 1 hour job down to about 35 minutes. And the quality had gotten better as well. But no, on that wet morning, all I thought about was wet, heavy, and tired. And I broke down. Today in the gospel, a really important lesson in our spiritual battles, in our inner struggles, when they continue longer than when we had hoped and continue longer than we had expected. You know, life is a marathon, not a sprint. And spiritual warfare is absolutely no different. As our battles continue, we have this fallen tendency to change our focus from our source of strength. You know, when we go in all confident, and as it drags on, we have this tendency to start to focus on the battle itself and how much more I have to face. And we fall from, you got this, to "I'll never make it." Today, Jesus corrects that in two ways. After feeding the 5,000 families, Jesus sends his apostles across the lake by boat. And they encounter a windstorm like you wouldn't believe. You know, it doesn't say the waves were lapping at the boat. It doesn't say they were sloshing at the boat. It says they were beating the boat. They were beating the boat. And the disciples were terrified. And Jesus comes to them walking on the water and says, "Don't be afraid. I am with you." And this is where it gets really interesting. Peter gets out of the boat and walks on the water to Jesus. It's one thing for the Son of God to walk on water. But here Peter, a mere human, walks on water. But after a bit, Peter loses his focus on Christ. And it says he starts to look at the wind and the waves. And blurp, Peter sinks. Now, of course, Jesus saves him. But did you notice that when Peter was focused on Jesus, he could walk on water? But when he was focused on the storm, Peter sank like a rock. As our struggles drag out, we have a fallen tendency to switch our focus from our source of strength to the battle itself. But Jesus is saying the further you walk through the storm, the more you need to focus on me, the more you can focus on me. And when you do, yes, you still got this. Another way Jesus restores "you got this" in us is a little more subtle. This is actually the second time Jesus lets his disciples get caught in a storm in a boat. First time was way back in chapter 8. Jesus was with them asleep on a cushion, and they awaken him in a fright and saying, "Help us, we're sinking." But here in chapter 14, he again lets them get caught in a storm. And this time he's not even in the boat with them. And in fact, it says in the gospel, the storm started in the evening, but he doesn't go out to them till the fourth watch of the night, not until just before dawn. He lets them suffer an entire night of this storm. But still he comes. Still he is with them. Do you see how he's building their strength from being in the boat with them to being on land and waiting a little bit? Later, when they're facing persecution over the gospel, physically they don't get to see him at all. But he's still with them. He's still with them, and they trust his strength, and therefore he is still always with us too. And like that little paper boy who had by degrees gotten better at his job, the disciples had grown spiritually stronger themselves over time, even if they didn't realize it. At the beginning, we go into a struggle equipped with strength, and able to say, "We got this," because Jesus is on our side. What Christ teaches us today is that 3 weeks in, 7 months in, 12 years in, you still got this. Because one, you've grown stronger and wiser and more faithful, even if you didn't notice it happening. And two, your source of strength has neither changed nor departed, but is with us always. So when you feel heavy and soaked and tired, get your focus back on Christ. Because in him, no matter how long the struggle persists, you got this. Amen.